Welcome to another episode of The Life and Times Of. Today, a woman who has conquered all, survived the war in Germany, built a business, immigrated to Australia, built another business here, and is one of the best cake and dessert cooks you will ever taste. She plays the ukulele and so much more. Renata Gerkel, also known as the famous Renata, famous for many things, and we are about to learn what. Thank you, Renata, for being here today. Where in Germany were you born?
In Hamburg. Hamburg, just... even I have a twin brother. I had a twin brother, yeah. And, the war was... I can't remember, I was too little. Mm-hmm. But my parents had a very hard time. It was just terrible.
What did your parents do in the war? Was your father a soldier?
Yes, my father was in the army, and my mother, actually she was a dressmaker, and worked very hard to survive. Mm-hmm. Three little kids. We have to go out of Hamburg because Hamburg was burning. Mm-hmm. Down. Yep. Very, very hard time. Don't have to live in Hamburg. We have to get out. Mm-hmm. And in direction to Poland. We came home 1946, here, home to Hamburg. Everything was gone. I think my parents had done the best what they can do. Yep. And to survive.
When did life start getting better?
The life started getting better end of 40.
End of 1940s.
Yes. Yeah. And getting better, not very good, because on this time my parents getting divorced. Mm. I think the fault of the war is well. And went to school and finished my, it's not the high school certificate, finished it, just a normal school.
And what was your first job?
Apprentice in the biggest and warehouse in Hamburg. Mm-hmm. I learned decorating, mm-hmm. window dressing. I finished my apprentice, and then I done, have to work more just by myself as a decorator. Mm-hmm. I was decorating especially at night time because the next day the window, I have to be everything new,
so you were,
decorated.
You were a window decorator in a department store.
Yes, that's right.
That would have been a lot of fun.
Yes, I was only one girl. It was because I'm looking for my job. I was for a work experience. Mm. And I said, I go in this special warehouse and asked for a job for an apprentice, and they took me.
What were you listening to in that period of your life as a young girl?
I like anything of music, and even actually more German music. Mm-hmm. Mm. German, call it Schlager, so pop music. Mm. And I was even a fan of jazz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of friends, they're playing in the band, listen to Dixieland jazz. I'm listening to Elvis, but very expensive to bought it, just a record. It was just treasure, But I make sure I'm listening to any music on this
My
time.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
No, I finished my apprentice, and I'm decorating. This was my job, and 2 years I worked for a company and go for, have to look for supermarkets and decorate supermarkets. Mm-hmm. And
This is where you met Klaus, your husband-to-be, after 2 years working for him.
So I found for 2 years for and found my husband. My husband interested in me. After 2 years, I made his shop, decorating. It was his shop.
Oh, it was his shop?
And this time, yes. So finally, 1965, we got married. Our daughter was born 1968.
We're currently listening to Petula Clark's Downtown. What significance does this tune have for you?
Okay, my husband was not a very good dancer. And I like dancing. But Downtown by Petula Clark is always one song I like to listen and I have to dance. And finally, Klaus start dancing with me. Yes, he liked the music, you know.
Yeah.
He liked me. That's why he start dancing.
Yeah.
Downtown, maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
And 1980, we sold our shop. 1981, we went to Australia the first time to see Klaus' sister. Mm-hmm. She was already here for 20 years already.
Oh, okay.
And she, we visited her for 4 months. Mm-hmm. I like Australia. I like the sun. Sun and beaches, and I like the barbecues, and I love this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And even my daughter, and even my husband too. So we decided, we're selling everything in Germany and go immigrate to Australia. And that's what we made it 1982. My son, he stayed. On this time, he was at RA. Soccer player, an Australian, was not very much interested in soccer playing. But still, so he stayed in Germany, and even he had to join the army. This time, he wouldn't let him out. Was very strong.
Yeah.
But so he didn't get a passport, so he couldn't get out. He was old enough. Mm. So another thing is, came my daughter, Stephanie. My husband and I, we settled down here in Australia. Not easy.
You landed in Sydney. Where did you stay?
And we lived in Glenfield. My sister-in-law's place for a while. Then we were looking for a house. 4 weeks later, we bought a house. And first the car, then the house, and then the business.
And you bought a business after that? And what was the business?
We were the canteen.
All day, and the sun don't shine. Trying to get by, and I'm just killing time.
Yep. Canteen in Hastings Deering.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a big company that worked for the Qantas.
I did that on Parramatta Road.
Yes, Parramatta Road. Yeah. And
how many employees did you have to feed?
400 Australian cooking. Okay, well, it wasn't not easy. Was it nice and okay, simple? But I don't even know any cooking. I was not a cook.
Oh, you were?
No, not good enough. But I have to learn a lot. But one thing is, I thought we are was not that easy. 50 degrees hot in the kitchen. Uh-oh, it was not that fun anymore. But I made it.
How long did you have the canteen for?
Just nearly 20 years.
Nearly 20?
Yes. Then my husband, he got a heart attack. And we have to sell the business. Then I was director in the rifle club in Liverpool. I was the director for a while. And I started, I learned everything in the club. I have to learn poker machine, lots of things to learn. And I've done it for a few years. Mm. And I found one person. I done all the decoration and paintings and every jobs but to do it with painting. I done it for the club. But one thing is, one guy, he came and said, "You can work for me. I'll pay you." And it was a job for 4-5 years. I painted all the medals, badges. Okay. Even I worked for the Olympic, painting the Olympic medal.
So every medal that somebody got at the 2000 Sydney Olympics, you have had a hand in making.
Yes. I was very proud. It was not easy. Mm. Everything, not with the brush, just with it surreal.
Oh.
Yeah, very fine.
Very fine work.
Yes, work. Yeah. I done it for a long time. Then we had the company stop. They couldn't do it anymore because it's getting too expensive.
Okay, to do it by hand.
Mm. Yeah. And they sent everything to Hong Kong. So I lost my job. Yeah. I was too expensive.
Yeah. What did you do then? And how's your husband? How's Klaus at that time?
He worked, actually, he done a few jobs and helpers in the supermarket, but the most of the time he was on the dole. He was not old enough for the...
Oh, for the pension.
Yeah, pension. Mm. But it's only for a short time. And then he was on the pension, yeah. But I was still too young.
And at the same time that you're painting medals, being a director of a club, you're also part of a choir and would sometimes dress up as Dolly Parton and put on shows.
I always joined the choir in Sydney, and the choir needs always some money, and we done some shows in the clubs, and we get paid for it. That's why I really liked, I was singing on stage Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, yeah, and even lots of other shows.
Just look at you sitting there. You never looked better than tonight. And would it be so easy to tell you I'd stay? Like I've done so many times.
I was so sure be night. You close the door and want to stay with me, and it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay, like I've done so many times.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
In 2004, we decided to from Liverpool to go to live on the South Coast. My sister-in-law, Klaus' sister, she was already here. That's why we like to see our daughter. Okay, she married 1995, mm-hmm. and she's still living in Sydney, and only Klaus and I, made here.
And this is the time when you join our little radio station, Bayne Basin FM. And the reason you started here in 2004 is because of one man.
Boy.
At a painting club.
Yes, I like his painting, and he teaches me a lot of mistakes, but my teacher was not very happy about it because I like his style to mm-hmm. paint. And, even I copy all his mistakes there. So we done for a few times. Cool. And he said to me, why not, to join me on the radio station, came yeah. over, and that yeah. was in December 2004, mm-hmm. just close for Christmas time, yeah. and I really enjoy it, and, But on this time, I think I was more his secretary, have to clean his CDs to make sure everything is nice and clean, and he never played with a computer, didn't know nothing about computer.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy.
11 o'clock is... it's coffee time. Renata is the best coffee maker in the world. I never told him about how I make his coffee. Then I have to cut his banana just right. Yeah, he done his job. I always been using the telephone and the people rang, requested some music. That's what I couldn't. Actually, I was not that good, but because of my painting, what I done, even here for the, I done the banners and everything what they need to paint, I done it.
You're a wonderful cook. We here at the station, and I would say many other people in the community, have enjoyed very much the fruits of your pastime.
My favorite show is the dessert Master Chef. I learned so many things. You can learn.
Yeah, yeah.
In those shows, you learn a lot of things. Mm. Yeah, that's my favorite at the moment.
I know you do a lot of things, including playing the ukulele with Ken Gates, and also the harmonica. And now there's something new on the horizon.
And now I'm learning the accordion. Yeah. So I just, somebody give me one, said, good, okay. Mm. I'm looking for teacher now, teach me playing. It's not easy, it's very heavy, but Martha organ harmonica is much easier.
So we're almost at the end. You've selected for your final piece of music 99 Luftballons by German band Nina. Why this?
It's a war song. The lyric is, actually by now, too many wars, Ukraine and even the war is everywhere at the moment. And if you listen to the song, it's just a very sad song. They like to make the world definitely nicer, better, but it's still not happened.
Thank you, Renata, for sharing your life and times with us today. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you. And of course, you'll be spending this Christmas Day, as you have done for the past 40 years, on a beach.
So it's our Christmas time's coming, and it's a little bit funny if you're sitting, staying on the beach, and I'm always in my outfit. I like Australian Christmases much nicer.